Hey, Renee, what are you
Hi.
seeing?
Well, I was noticing this actually when we talked about the duality part or doing that exercise. I noticed either-or thinking, like with climate change, which is what I was looking at to make some changes for myself, was that, there's this people who don't believe in climate change. Okay, so there's people who don't believe in it, and the lens that you look through when you believe or don't believe in something, then you look for evidence to support your belief. When and what I saw the possibility to be was, in fact, they could all be going on at the same time.
Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. Yes. Say more.
Yeah, so it was just like that's where this polarization is coming. Can you still hear me okay?
You sound good.
Okay. That's where this polarization seems to come from within me, and then when I look out into the world, that seems to be that we have like, well, I believe in climate change, and so that's all that could be going on is we're causing the problem. We're the only reason, humans, so to speak. And then from the other side, it's like, well, no, it's
Well,
just
this.
a natural course, and then they start looking for these reasons why it's happening besides the humans, and then that's all you see besides, well, there could be a whole lot of things going on that we don't even haven't even considered, or
Well,
right?
two
Yeah.
two points that you make that are significant. One, when you were saying that, I just, had this whoosh of, yeah, and that's what's going on all the time, isn't it? So we get into dualistic conditioned mind, and then we get on one side and look for evidence, and yeah, and we've got a billion of those going on, right?
Right.
And then your point, yeah, it yes, both of those could be true. Neither of them could be true,
Right.
but both of those processes are true, right?
Yeah.
And then the last point that you made that is, I probably perhaps the most significant of all, I don't know, is that it causes us to miss everything else. So here's everybody fighting about, well, it's human caused. No, it's not. It's a natural phenomenon, and we've missed the whole deal.
Yep.
How many
Yeah,
times are we
exactly.
caught there? Yeah.
Right. And so the part that process, yeah, like you're saying is, that's the subject in this case, but it could be,
Anything.
all kinds of things, relationships,
Right.
financial, communication,
Yeah.
all the different topics, work, yeah.
Yeah. That we think that, I mean, we're conditioned to believe that a dualistic orientation, like the ideal way to be, is to be able to be in both sides of the duality. But that's that you were still caught in dualistic thinking, right? Well, I could see that
Yeah.
it is that, and I could see that it is that. I'm still caught in that little circle of duality. I still haven't stepped back to realize that is one piece of content in conditioned mind. Yeah.
Right,
Wow.
right.
Well,
Yeah,
that's good to see, isn't it?
yeah, really good. And the thing that I notice about it is, of course, when you get into that one track mind, and that's what's happening. Like, I'll have a conversation with someone about it, and they just won't even have the conversation. Like, because
Right.
they don't,
Yeah.
they're just so into, well, I'm just going to repel that because I believe this. And I probably they don't want to make any changes, I would imagine, in their life, but
Well,
that's my
Renee,
projection. But.
it's that my mind is already closed.
Yeah.
Right? And so I really don't have any interest in opening it up to entertain anything
Right.
else, right? I've closed that. I can now move on to other areas of my life where possibly my mind isn't closed yet and work on closing it there.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And just to say that to have an open mind like that without ego there is such an amazing way to live. Like, just I just do it at work a lot. Like, I'll have an idea or a way, you know, I've done this job for a long time, but so I could get into that real, I know how this is done.
I'm an expert.
No one else does, right?
Yeah,
I'm an expert. And other people don't have any ideas, but it's so much more fun to go to work and think and let everyone else say their ideas and be open to it. And yeah. I don't know, it's just such a better, and even with climate change, it's better just to go, what are all these ideas? What about that? What about that? You know, and just to live open-hearted and open-minded with that.
And to be pleasantly surprised in either of those cases. But like at work, when somebody that you didn't think was going to come up with something like that surprises you, right?
And actually
has a better idea than you do, or in my case, I do, right? And it's like, oh, that's why it's better to be part of a team.
Right, and they love it. The thing about it is it motivates people, and it's so much more fun just in general. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we all love it. Yeah. Oh, thank you for that, Renee. That was good. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all the classes and radio shows. But you're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Have a great
Go
day.
Happy.
Go happy.